This is Mike Adams here with a survival and rescue update covering the flood catastrophe in North Carolina. As you may have heard, the victims there are now facing very real starvation. Many of them have had no water since Saturday. I mean, you know, they're on the edge of death. There are children that have been discovered wandering around because their parents were swept away in the floods. I mean, young children, 5, 6 years old or even younger, crying for their parents, and the parents are gone. People instantly lost their mobility because the roads and bridges got swept away. And as a result then, you know, they couldn't get gasoline, they couldn't get medications, they couldn't get groceries, what have you. And then, of course, the federal government has practically told these people to just F off and die. You've got Pete Buttigieg, Department of Transportation, now banning drone flights over the area because they don't want America to see the devastation. You've got FEMA reportedly interdicting supplies, although I know there's some rumors back and forth about that, but the truth is that FEMA wants to run the show, doesn't want people helping, and TEMA, which appears to be the Tennessee version of FEMA, was actually texting people and telling them, don't help, just leave it to us. And then they also said, but we're not going to go anywhere that the roads don't work. We're only going to go places where the roads are solid. So what about all those people that are stranded with no roads? Oh, well, you know, the authorities don't give a crap about those people because they're rural Americans who are probably going to vote Trump. And, you know, election's coming up, so honestly, the federal government just hopes those people die. FEMA, which spent hundreds of millions of dollars resettling illegal aliens into America, has now run out of money for the American people. And over the last 10 days or so, the United States government sent nearly $9 billion to Israel, almost $9 billion to Ukraine, but nothing to help the victims of this horrific storm. And you know why? It's because Joe Biden's the so-called president. They don't want to embarrass Joe Biden with this disaster. Now, if Trump had been in the White House and this storm hit, oh man, it'd be all over the place. Or if Bush had been in the White House, you know, think about Hurricane Katrina, what have you. Oh, the media would be all over. Look how horrible it is. People are suffering. Where's the government? But when it's a Democrat in the White House, the media won't cover it at all. Just pretend like, oh, everything's fine, everything's okay, there's no problem here. So that's how vindictive the corporate press is. You don't hate them nearly enough. They would rather Americans die than to embarrass the Democrats in the White House. That's how evil they truly are. Very, very evil. So I want to give you an update on what we're doing. We've got, right now, 10 pallets of our Ranger buckets and Mega buckets staged at our warehouse in Texas. 10 pallets. I'm going to shoot a video later today to show you that. We are arranging transport. We're getting quotes from a couple of transport companies, and we have now 2 staging areas to choose from in North Carolina. One of the staging areas is an airport, and well, the other, they're both airports. The second one is a helicopter pad area that's being manned by SRP-24, which is Steve Slepcevich's company. And we've interviewed Slepcevich before, and he's been on the ground from almost day one on this. And by the way, that guy's, he's running a fundraiser on givesendgo.com because I think he's $100,000 in the hole right now on his costs for rescue ops there. Anyway, we are in touch with him. We're sending him 10 pallets as the initial wave. And this is thanks to you also, because we announced our relief program. You buy one and we donate one. So if you go to healthrangerstore.com/relief, you'll see all the Ranger buckets and Mega buckets there. If you buy a bucket, we ship you the bucket that you bought, and then we ship another bucket of identical value to the people in need in North Carolina. And we're hoping that distribution will reach out more than North Carolina, but it seems like Asheville and that area is the hardest hit by far. So our buckets are going by truck from Texas to the staging area. And then Steve Slepcevich's company, SRP-24, is running helicopter runs, and they're going to be landing and handing out supplies to people, handing out food. So again, if you want to help support that effort and also get yourself some stored food, because you never know how quickly infrastructure can collapse, just go to healthrangerstore.com/relief. And I do know right now we're over $120,000. I'm pretty sure we're going to be over $150,000 in another day or maybe 2 days. We're getting a lot of support from people. We're going to send actually multiple trucks is now what's shaping up. We thought it was going to be one truck at first, and now it's like, nope. We're going to send one truck now, wave number one, which is 10 pallets, and then we're going to send another truck with whatever else we raise over the next few days, over the weekend plus Monday. We'll send another truck next week, so we're going to have at least two trucks headed that way, getting them into the hands of the people. Now, if you know anything about our Ranger buckets, you know it's a very rugged polyethylene bucket, and inside the bucket are bricks, we call them, of very hardcore packed, vacuum sealed, pressed into brick shapes of the food staples. Now, this turns out to be genius because it's completely flood proof. You know, you can pour water all over these things. It doesn't matter because they're sealed in these very, very thick bags and they're pressed into a shape inside the bucket. So the bucket itself is very rugged, you know, it doesn't shatter. It's not made out of a thin material. It's not, there's no cardboard involved. It doesn't matter if it gets wet, frankly. So this is perfect for this situation. But the thing everybody needs to keep in mind, and what you need to keep in mind with your own preparedness, is these food supplies, you know, you got to be able to boil water, because a lot of them are like quinoa and legumes, beans and other things. There's rice. Some of them you can eat instantly, like there's nuts, there's cashews and almonds in various products. It does vary based on seasonality, but you might be able to eat oats raw, you know, rolled oats, things like that. But for a lot of the items, most of the items, you need to boil water. And this is going to require, obviously, some ability to start a fire, some ability to gather some, you know, fuel for the fire, and some kind of typically a metal container that you can boil water in. Boiling water is a critical skill for survival because, of course, that's also a way to sterilize water. So I hear people posting online, because some people do have Starlink access, but they've got no food and no water, and they're posting like, we have no water, but there's water everywhere around them. So what do they mean? Well, they mean they don't have any bottled water. So my question is, why aren't you boiling water? And I don't know. I haven't talked to these people, and I'm not trying to insult them. They've been through hell. Just let me be clear. They've been through hell. It's a really rough time, but survival skills are your responsibility. And to all of you listening right now, check your own mental inventory. Do you have lighters? Do you have matches? Do you have the sparking magnesium sticks? Do you have the ability to start a small fire? Do you have metal containers to boil water in? If you do not, you know, you're not ready. You could be in the same situation that these people are in, where there's water everywhere, but there's nothing to drink. And that is not good. That can kill you in just a few days. And also, even when emergency food arrives, like what we are donating, you know, guess what? You still need to boil water in order to be able to cook the food. And also, people there were begging for buckets, which is one of the reasons why we ship Ranger bucket food in a bucket, because when you're done with the food, you can use the bucket. You can use the bucket to carry water. A lot of people are having to carry water from a neighbor's well, for example. They'll hand pump the well, and then they'll bring the water back over. And by the way, it's a ton of work to carry water. I don't know if you've ever had to do that. I had to do that during the great Texas blackout freeze of, what was that, 2021? Is that? I forgot what year that was now. I think it was 21. But we were carrying water everywhere because I had to keep bringing water to the animals because everything was frozen outside and all the water pipes had broken. And you start carrying water around, and and you're burning through calories big time. And then you're getting into your food supply, and if you can't boil water, you can't cook food, you can't make warm, like a warm, you know, bowl of beans. And by the way, it's also good to have extra salt on hand, because you'll want to salt this stuff. You're going to need salt. Your body needs salt to function. So think about these basics. Buckets, also wagons. People are carrying things on wagons, you know, like little garden wagons. It's actually an energy-saving way to carry things around. So if you have to carry like buckets of water from your neighbor's place, it's much easier to pull it in a wagon than to just, you know, lift it and carry it yourself. So think about wagons, think about buckets, and make sure you've got fire-starting systems, multiple redundant systems. I've got so many different ways to start fires, you know, in emergencies. It's probably like 5 different ways. I am not messing around on that. And then you're going to need some fuel, you know, you're going to need some twigs or pine cones or whatever. Or I guess these days there's plenty of like driftwood floating around in North Carolina. You can just harvest wood right out of the river and let it dry off in the sun. And then you've got the ability to boil water. I am curious how many people there don't know how to boil water, or they don't know how to start even a fire, or they don't even have anything to start a fire. Or I know what you're going to say. Well, some people, their homes were washed away. Everything was washed away. Yeah, I get it. I totally get it. That's why you got to have stuff stashed in different locations, and you got to have stronger local communities. Like your neighbors should have lighters. Or if your neighbor needs a lighter, you should have extra lighters or matches. That's the whole point of, you know, local preparedness and redundancy, is not everybody's house is washed away. And so you help each other out. You know, you give where you can. And you ask if you are in dire need. But I'm concerned that a lot of where we are in America today is that people just don't prepare at all. They just don't prepare. So they don't have anything. They don't have water filters. If you had a water filter, a little hand pump filter, or a gravity water filter, you could pick up water, you know, out of the flood zone, out of the river or the stream or wherever you have water, and you could filter it. And then you have drinking water. You know, little hand pump water filters, you can buy them, like cheap ones, on Amazon for $25. I'm not saying those are great. They're not. But you can, if you're saying, well, I don't have any money for a water filter. Well, you have $25? You can get a water filter. Just have something in your bug out bag, something that can help you not die from dehydration. Now, yeah, you can spend a lot more on water filters. You can spend hundreds of dollars. You can spend money on like the Katadyn stainless steel filters, or you can, I think we've even got water filters at our store, healthrangerstore.com. We've got the gravity filters. If they're in stock, which I don't know, it's always questionable. But we've got these polyethylene filters that are really rugged. They're gravity, and they eliminate nearly 100% of everything. We've run them through lab tests for glyphosate and lead, and fluoride they also remove as well. I mean, they're very capable. But not everybody's got a water filter, which is just extraordinary to me. Here we're living in this time, and people don't know how to filter water. People don't know how to start a fire. People don't know how to boil water. I guess they just, every day, they just get fast food and food deliveries, and they don't know how to make a bowl of soup, you know? It's like, man. And the Boy Scouts used to teach this stuff, but now they've gone all woke and transgender, so, you know, there goes the Boy Scouts. Too many pedophiles in that organization anyway, but the point is, people have lost their basic skills. And now we're seeing the cost of that. A disaster comes and people just don't know what to do at all. It's bizarre. So, you know, we're helping as we can. And I'm not trying to put these people down. I'm just really urging you listening to this. Make sure you've got your preparedness skills and your basic supplies nailed down. Now, remember, I've got free online audiobooks that you can download that cover all this. The best one, I think, is called Resilient Prepping. And if you go to resilientprepping.com, you can download that book for free. It teaches you everything you need to know to survive these kinds of scenarios, because it gives you no-tech solutions. When I say no-tech, I mean when there's no electricity and there's no fuel, no combustion engines, no-tech solutions. You can still survive. It's not easy. Oh, it's a ton of work, but you can survive without most technology. After all, our ancestors did. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. I've also got low-tech solutions, which typically refer to solutions where there's no electricity, but you still have an engine. You can burn diesel, for example. And then I've got high-tech solutions, if everything's working. You know, well, preparedness is a lot easier. But you need to have everything at all these levels. You know, food, shelter, emergency medicine, safety. Did you know that there are people now with guns demanding food from hospital clinics? Little local hospitals, regional. We've got reports of people going in and stealing food at gunpoint because they're getting desperate. And so if you're trying to protect your family as you're waiting for help to arrive, and by the way, the scenarios coming in the near future may be far worse than this and really widespread in terms of the regional impacts. Nobody may be coming to help for weeks or months. You need to be able to defend, obviously, yourself, your family, your property, your water filter supply, your food supply. You know, at the same time that, of course, you're helping those that you can. You're helping neighbors. You're maybe donating to your local church. You know, you're doing what you can, like we are doing. But also, I mean, at the same time, my company and my church are donating 10 pallets of food. I'm not going to let, like, a gang of pirates come in and just take all the food they want. No. We decide when to give away the food. You don't come steal it. If you try to come steal it, you're going to get ventilated. That's the difference. You have to be able to protect yourself. So anyway, that book, resilientprepping.com. I've also got survivalnutrition.com, which teaches the basics of surviving with healthy food and herbs and also emergency first aid, things like that. We've also got the Marjorie Wildcraft course now for sale at brightionuniversity.com. It's called Home Medicine Skills, where Marjorie Wildcraft teaches you how to grow a lot of your own natural medicine, including growing antibiotics. That course is available for purchase now. It was running for free at Brighton University, but now that's done. But you can buy the course and download it. We've also got coming up, streaming October 12th at brightu.com, a financial survival course that teaches you many details about gold and silver and other assets. And we've got top experts like David Morgan, Andy Scheckman, Gerald Salenti, David Dubine's also interviewed for that. I'm interviewed. I've got a segment on that. And we have a lot of how-to, show-and-tell type of things. That's going to be free to watch. It begins streaming October 12th. So register for that at brightu.com. And the bottom line is, if you ever wondered about, like, oh, should I be prepared? This answers the question. Think about how quickly the infrastructure vanished. Within hours, it was gone. The roads were gone, and everybody lost their mobility in these impacted areas. Everybody lost the power grid. The satellite images show this giant black hole extending from Florida, the Panhandle coastal area, all the way north through Georgia, through South Carolina, North Carolina, Tennessee. It's just this giant black hole now. Because there's no power, which means there's no cell towers. Which also, by the way, satellite phones are saving people's lives right now. You know how much we talk about satellite phones, and we've got, you know, Tina and the satellite phone companies, our sponsor, SAT123.com. Folks, people there that are just, they are so thankful that they had sat phones or bivy sticks because they can get a message out like, we need help, here's our location, you know, we have a medical emergency, we need evacuation from a hilltop, you know, we're running out of water, we're running out of insulin supplies or whatever. So satellite phone comms are absolutely critical for all of this. And it's helping a lot of people stay alive right now. So visit the satellite phone store, SAT123.com. And look, I know all this preparedness stuff costs money. You need fire starters? Yeah. You need containers to boil water in? You need backup food. You need backup comms. I know it all costs money. And I know times are tough. It's about priorities. It's about you've got to put your life, your survival insurance policy first, in essence. I'm calling it an insurance policy. If you have extra food, if you have extra gold and silver, this is in essence kind of insurance. And yes, you need multiple redundant locations in case something happens to your location. What if there's a fire? What if there's a flood? What if there's whatever, a freaking, you know, nuclear war happens, rockets and missiles? You need redundant locations. So keep all of this in mind. Stay safe. Thank you for your support. We're doing the best we can. I'll keep you posted. I'm going to shoot some videos of what we're doing. We're trying to help as much as we can. God bless all of you for your help and your support. I'll bring you more updates. Take care. We all need to do our part to help the disaster victims in Kentucky, Florida, North and South Carolina, and Georgia. Many victims are flooded out there, completely flooded out. They've got no food and no water, no electricity. They're not even expected to have a water supply for over a month. So I want to tell you what we're doing at healthrangerstore.com, because we do have food supplies. We have intentionally stocked up on supplies. What we're doing to get those supplies into the hands of people in need, and also how you can help us and help yourself at the same time. So first, we had already committed a couple of pallets of our food donations, and we're currently organizing transport and also working to find the correct staging area. We got to get it from our warehouse in Texas to the staging area in, well, Asheville is the current one we're trying to get closest to. But we also decided, we had a lot of people ask, how can we help? There are various fundraisers out there. If you donate money to the various fundraisers, make sure it's legit. There could be scams out there. But what we are doing is a buy one, gift one arrangement, where if you go to healthrangerstore.com/relief, just type that in, healthrangerstore.com/relief, and you'll find this page. You buy one food bucket and we will donate an additional bucket to disaster victims that are impacted by Helene. And as you can see here, the Ranger buckets, and we've got other food buckets. I've also got some on my desk here. If you could show those, just a little selection of what we have. And what's in these buckets are what we call food bricks. So this is camera 4. This is what one of the bricks looks like. It's vacuum packed. It's nitrogen flooded and vacuum packed in a very rugged, long-term storable and waterproof format, which is really outstanding for the kind of emergencies that people are facing right now. These are lentils here, again, food bricks. And inside the buckets, there are many, many of these food bricks. And here we have chia seeds, and we have cashews that can be eaten immediately, where many of the items that we are sending, of course, you need to boil water. So you need to have some way to boil water in order to make a soup or to cook the beans or cook the lentils, add some salt if you can have that. So it's not instant, you know, ready to eat meals, except for the cashews and some of the other nuts and almonds and things that we have. For most of it, it does require boiling water. However, this is certified organic, laboratory tested food, and we have a significant supply here that we can donate. So if you buy food for yourself, every bucket that you buy, we will donate the same bucket or an equivalent bucket if we run out of those buckets, or we also reserve the right to donate cash that's equivalent to the value of the bucket in case we don't have the inventory to actually support this. So right now, go to healthrangerstore.com/relief. You can choose any of our food buckets here. We have many different materials in these rugged polyethylene buckets. We've even got some here on the second page. Right here. So you can choose any of these buckets, mega buckets or Ranger buckets as they're called. And we will then, oh, and this is through October 7th, Monday at midnight. So everything that you buy from us through this program, buy one, gift one, through Monday, October 7th at midnight, we will then arrange for the donation, either again, buckets, equivalent buckets or cash if we run out of buckets. We will bring you photographs of our donation, and technically this donation is being made through our new church. So, you know, we're going to have all the documentation internally for anybody who ever wants to verify what we're doing. But our commercial operation is donating this to our church, the Church of Natural Abundance. And this is actually the very first opportunity for the church to help out. And the church will make these donations and coordinate with proper transport companies to get these into the hands of people there in Asheville, in West Tennessee, in the areas that are affected by these floods. FEMA doesn't seem to be doing much, and the White House isn't really helping at all. Trump has shown up there. I don't think Kamala or Biden, and the corporate media is just ignoring this. They've abandoned the American people. Even though we're giving seemingly unlimited money to Ukraine and to Israel to fight more wars, the American people are being forgotten and abandoned by our own government. And so it comes down to us. It's we the people. It's our churches, our ministries, our commercial operations. We're going to have to help out, and people are helping out by the tens of thousands in any way that we can. And since this is our infrastructure, we manufacture food, we have long-term storable food, this is what we do, then this is what we're going to contribute. And with your help, we can contribute many, many pallet loads to the people who are impacted in that area and just gift them this food and help them get good nutrition, clean food, and help bring some warmth into their hearts to know that America cares about them, the American people. Yeah, your government has probably forgotten you from the federal level. Now, state governors, especially DeSantis is doing a great job in Florida. Some state governments are doing what they can. Local governments are doing what they can, but the federal government has forgotten you. But we, the people, we have not forgotten you. We are going to step up here and do our part. And that's what we're doing. HealthRangersStore.com/relief. Again, every bucket that you buy, we will gift either the same bucket or a similar bucket of same value to the people impacted by these storms. And by the way, this is going to be a lot of cash outflow for us. We don't make anything on this. There's not 100% markup on this food. Trust me, not even close to that. Food markup and food margins are really quite thin compared to many other product categories. So this is us putting our infrastructure, our inventory, our food, and our wallets, on the line to help these people who deserve our help. They have been abandoned, and we have to let them know that you are not forgotten. We'll step up and help you in any way we can. And so shop healthrangerstore.com/relief. Load up on buckets for yourself, and we'll send buckets of food, again, certified organic lab-tested food, all these amazing ingredients, we'll send them to those in need. And then you can be ready for the next tragedy that comes, the next natural disaster, the next flood, the next fire, the next storm, whatever that happens to be. You can be prepared at the same time. This is the time to stock up, especially with the longshoremen going on strike, supply chains breaking down, war breaking out in the Middle East, even worse now. Energy prices are going to spike. Transport prices are going to spike. Supply chains are breaking down. As we realize, a storm, a flood, something can just happen just like that. And there are people there who didn't even have 3 or 4 days of food. They had no water, no food. They are in a very bad situation. Some of them are getting desperate. Looting has broken out. So if you can get yourself squared away with supplies that you need to be more insulated from these natural disasters, then you're going to be more stable. You're going to be able to help more people around you. And that's the mission that we are working to help fulfill. So shop now, healthrangerstore.com/relief. Pick up whatever buckets you want for yourself. We'll ship them to you, and then we'll load up the same number of buckets or equivalent items to ship to the people in need in Tennessee, Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Georgia as well. So thank you all for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighttown.com and HealthRangerStore.com, and we are doing the best we can to help those people in need in this dire situation. And also check out our church website at abundance.church, because this is actually our first donation activity through our church. And this is the mission of our church, is to bring emergency food rescue packs to people in need and to help alleviate famine and hunger and to help boost nutrition wherever we can. So we didn't expect the church to be called on so quickly. And yet, here we are. So we're doing the best we can. Thank you for your support. God bless you all. Take care.